Well, shall we have our scripture readings from taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42? As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, are we supposed to read it together? All right, here we go again. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that he had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Well, I'm so delighted to be here to share the Word of God with you. And I'm also very happy that at this beginning of the year, we have chosen a new theme for our church. In Chinese, it's very nicely put in six-letter words, in a pairs type way, 坚固属灵根基，学习配搭侍奉. I try to shorten it with our translation. That is something like strengthen spiritual foundation and foster Christian services. I suppose this is not exactly literally, but I like to use a modern day NIV version, right? Equivalent dynamic. I think it is important that we come back to the basic, because everything has to do with the foundation, right? Any building that we build on has to find a solid ground in order to withstand weathers and what have you. Yeah. I know that just this couple of days on the news is a city that close by. What was that name? San Clemente. Anyone live there? No? Okay. and a few homeowners, they have to, move out. That the house was red-tapped because of the mudslide and stuff like that. So even though they were building on a very nice, cliff type of environment, but it's not safe, right, sometimes because of the foundation. So the second part is that beside that foundation, it's more like a horizontal. When we build things, we also need to look at the grandness of that building. So having be able to serve one another, to be able to serve God, is so very important as well. And that's why I have chosen this topic called First Things First. It is a buzzword a couple of years ago when Stephen Covey first published his book. Some of you might have read it before. It's a bestseller. It calls the 7 Habits of the Most Effective People. And even among the business world, they know that Stephen Covey has done a lot of research, and he come up with the habits that those successful people possess or have. That is to put the important things first, to set our priority right, so that we can focus to accomplish what God has asked us to, or even what a business person can succeed in their business venture. Let me start with this illustration. Where if I give you a bowl, how would you fill this bowl? Given that there are some rocks, bigger rocks, and some smaller rocks, and some sand, and some water. How would you feel? What would you put in first? What would you put in? I'm sorry? The big rock, okay. Anyone say water? Okay. Well, if you are not being instructed carefully, right, a lot of us think of, oh, this is like a fishbowl, right? You feel water first, right? And then you decorate it with some what? Sand, perhaps? So little some rocks, and then you put the big thing, the big rock in, and you realize that it's overflow, right? You can't fit it. Perhaps it's sticking out of the top too, you know. Unless you have a big tank, right? I mean, some of you, anyone have aquarium at home? But this is different, okay? It's given the limited bowl, the size of the bowl, you have to prioritize, okay? So, being very smart of you, you know that. I'm sorry. It doesn't... Okay, okay. Because of some... problem with the PowerPoint. I converted back to the older version, so it some of the animation would not work. But anyway, you have to go with the big rock, and then perhaps the smaller rocks, right? And then there are some cracks and then places that you still can fit in, and then you pour in the sand and shake it a little bit. Hey, you know that, hey, there's still more room to go, right? So you put in all the sand. And then finally you realize that you still can put water in, right? Water is liquid, you know? Water can permeate into cracks and little things, you know, to fill out the whole thing. And it'll become so solid, you know? Everything so nice. Supposedly, there's the way that we should prioritize ourselves, you know, find the important thing, find the big piece of thing to put in first. So today I would like to, based on the passage you've read, to encourage you to think about how we should organize ourselves. You know, we are living in a very busy society. There are many things happens, you know. A lot of things that can distract us. And so if we are not careful, we will be very distracted by so many things happen. When you get up on Sunday, there might be some phone call or what have you, you know. And this story is very typical. This morning I would like to share with you about Mary and Martha, these two sisters. Seems like we're going to visit them for a while. Later on in the Chinese worship, I'll continue to share about these two sisters, their special relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, and also from a very typical family, how we can learn from them, their interaction. You know, later on, we will learn more about our personality dynamics. Now, the first part has to do with our theme as well. You know, how we should set a good foundation in terms of serving God. When we read first this passage in verse 38, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to this village that he usually stopped by, especially they have good friends like Martha and Mary. So they visited them, and she has a sister, Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he say in verse 40. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made, okay? I'm pretty sure that you all can relate to that. You know, when people show up in your house, you know, you have to supposedly be a good host, right? You have to clean your house. People in North America do not like to be unannounced visitation, you know? Being a pastor sometimes, we are juggle between the East and West, okay? In the Eastern culture, supposedly, people don't mind that much, you know? You show up the front door and knock the door and then, hey, I'm just in the neighborhood, can I come in, you know? But in America, usually for courtesy sake, we call ahead, right? And I don't know, maybe Martha didn't have that, you know, she was in the more Eastern environment, culture environment. So maybe people show up, Jesus show up, you know, and all these people are following him. So she has to. She didn't have that much time to get all the preparation. And suddenly, he got distracted. You know, oh, wow, do we have enough, you know, chairs and what have, and all the food or what have we? Now, let me give you this illustration. Also by Covey, Stephen Covey. And he put up this matrix. And it's easy to identify and put our life, so to speak, in this little box matrix. And he mentioned that there are some important things. And there are some urgent things. Okay, let's look at the fourth column. Okay, this column. The fourth column. Now, we know that there are certain things that are not that important, not urgent, like the trivial thing, or busy work, time wasters, net serving, and all this thing, okay? Now, our modern people spend a lot of time doing those things sometimes, right? Young people, you know, when you're bored, you get on Facebook, you know, you chat, IM, or what have you. Now, those are the things that are not urgent and not important. Okay? And then we have some that is urgent, but not important. Such as what? Interruptions, distractions, phone calls that is annoying, emails that you got to, you know, a lot of advertisement or whatever, just have plenty of time to email you, just say hi, you know. I am, now we got tags, and then, I don't know, just so many of them, okay? An average person spend quite a bit of time, you know, just dealing with those. It seems like, you know, urgent, right? Some people set the sound, like, in a computer, when you hear the I am, the email, you know, it will make a sound, okay? And because of the sound, you feel like you have to respond, or at least take a look at it, okay? There, at least you spend distracted by some of those things. Okay, and then we have this column called important but not urgent, such as exercise, relationship, planning, and resting. Okay, resting is important too. Okay, I know some of us has no problem with that, but for those weak, you know, people who are workaholic, you know, they just can't rest. When they go to vacation, they have their, you know, cell phone on, they have all these texts, they have get on the computer and all these things. That's not really resting. Okay, so resting is a time to spend time with the Lord, to do reflection, especially at year end or beginning of something like a new year. You know, so it's a good time for us to think about how should we go about doing our business for this year, our life. How should we be accountable to God, make our life count? Okay, those are the things that are important. You got to plan. You got to build relationship. Okay, those are not urgent. You don't have to make a call. You don't have to write that, you know, a card or send it to someone that you care about. But they are important, okay? You don't need to go to gym. A lot of people pay money for just for the sake of it, feel better, you know? You're for the subscriptions to the gym, right? Have all this nice equipment. But how many times have you gone there? Okay? Or the expensive machine that sitting in a garage or somewhere. Those are important, but not urgent. Okay. And then we have this important, urgent thing. You know, like crying baby, kitchen fire, and some emergency call. You know, your kid asks, hey, I'm in a cold. Can you pick me up? Well, you have to go. Okay. So our life is filled with all this thing. What should we do? We, a lot of time, spend with the bottom role. That is not important things. We got to be careful how we should guard ourselves from those distraction, just like Martha was being distracted by the preparation of food and stuff like that. Okay? Those are the things that, you know, not that urgent, they'll pop up. Okay? We have to set our priority right. Not the urgent but not important thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, the urgent but not important thing. Okay. Now, there's the other column that talks about the urgent and important thing. You know, it's, like I say, the crying baby, the serving the gas show up in the front door, kitchen fire, and then some important call that you have to take care of. You know, some of us now's the day, not only the doctor have the on-call thing, right? So a lot of specialists, you know, you're always wearing your beepers, you know, when the company have some emergency, you know, the computer down, you have to show up and fix the problem. You know, those you have to go to, you know, hopefully but not too many of them. You cannot avoid those things, okay? but we have to think how we should shift those urgent things into the important. The second column, those are the column that we need to focus on, you know, which is easily crowded out or being squeezed out by other urgent things, okay? Serving guests in Martha's case, okay, and she got frustrated. You know, people keep showing up because of Jesus was in her home. He was teaching, and he was a good teacher, right? And that's why probably the neighborhood all show up in her front door. So what is she going to do? All right? And I know that some of our sisters here would very much identify with her, you know, when you're busy preparing things, you know, and you feel overwhelmed, you feel tired, you feel like nobody cares, you know, and you are all alone there, okay? And we need to think about, you know, the important, you know, what is important. Feeding everyone, make sure that they are well taken care of course it's important, you know, but if to the point that you got so frustrated, that is not good. That's what happened when Martha came to Jesus. She came and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. Okay? There are worries and upset. She was worried and upset about many things. Those are the urgent things, you know. If we do this comparison things, what are the many things then in Martha's life? She wait for many, right? People, she keep showing up. She's constantly, you know, look around, see whether they still have room to squeeze in more people, you know. So hectic, you know, busy, distracted, worried. And when you're busy and distracted, usually your emotion is being stirred up, you know. You're concerned about you're not being a good host, you know. You're concerned that, hey, do we have enough water for everyone, you know. And then you suddenly feel that you are all alone, you know. You start to blame. You start to feel that it's not fair. Why? Why me? And then Mary was sitting there. What's going on? How come she's not helping me? And we appeal to authority, right? So she's not saying, Mary, come and help me. Say, Lord, do something. Now, it has not just happened at home. Sometimes at church in the same way. Some old brother and sister, they put a lot of effort and time to serve. And then look around. Nobody cares. Everybody left. They feel like they are all alone, still have to take care of the trash and all this thing, and lock up. Sometimes when we put so much effort and attention to those busyness, distraction, though many things, it becomes overwhelmed. Just like Elijah, right? The Old Testament story. He was so zealous, serving God, you know, fighting those false prophets. And then after that, he feels like he's so tired and all alone. Nobody cares. Take my life, Lord. Sometimes we, you know, being a ministers feel that way too. Being leaders at the church feel that way too. You know, you feel drained. If we are not careful how to set our priorities, we get distracted. We get bogged down by the many things of our life, of our service, of our schoolwork, and our, you know, career, our family. They are all good things. They are all important. And sometimes it's urgent as well. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen that is better and will not be taken away from her. But only one thing is needed. That's why Jesus encouraged or responded to Martha. And again, here, be very careful. I don't think Jesus is condemning Martha of doing those important things and urgent things, okay? I think he was just trying to remind her that set our priority right, okay? So Martha, she's serving God and serving the people, okay? But sometimes we didn't get our priority right, and we got frustrated. We got upset. We got, you know, feel like burning out. Okay? And Mary, actually, she knows how to set that priority right. And she's being commanded for that. The necessary thing. Mary chose the essential. Mary's sitting quietly, knowing that this is the moment that she needs to focus on the Lord. Listen to Jesus' teaching. That's the time for us to be quiet and non-reactive. Mary could have said that. Hey, why blame me? No one asked you to serve, right? Because all our guests might not come, might not stay for dinner. Why do you need to be worried? Hey, Jesus is here. He has fed the 5,000, right? We could be reactive to accusation, to injustice. But Mary realized that. Important thing is, you know, let Jesus handle it. You know, let God be our judge. Her priority is listen to Jesus. Let me give you a better illustration. This is a little bit of physics, huh? But don't worry, it's very basic. There's difference between potential and kinetic energies, okay? Illustrated by this picture. Kinetic energy is like the energy that you put in, you know, the effort, you know. And then there's potential energy that is that you position yourself and it's given that weight itself. Has a potential, you know. Like all of us here sitting there, you have the potential energy there, okay? Because of gravity, you know. And that's why when you are up in a hill and you go downhill, whoa, you know, you can express that kinetic energy. You don't need to worry. It'll go faster and faster. That's recently I saw this advertisement about this car advertisement. I don't know whether you've seen it. And this man, he go drive up to the mountain and then roll a little snow, right? And then he speed down the mountain, and then the little snowball keep rolling bigger and bigger, you know, build up those kinetic energy. And then finally, when they when he got down to the foothill of the mountain, and this snowball hit the tree and then splashed out all so nicely. He got this nice car with the snowflakes and with the family. You know, beautiful imagination about life. Okay, but imagine he need to get up there. Okay, he need to put a lot of effort. When I was young, my only means of transportation is bicycle. Okay, like I don't know. Nowadays it's hard, kind of hard. You cannot ride to different places. Bicycle is only for exercise. People hate it. Okay, but you know, when I was growing up, bicycle is the mean of transportation. I ride to different places. Okay. And my high school is built on a hilltop. Okay, so every time I go to school, the part that I didn't like is to, you know, get up to the hilltop. Okay. You know that riding a bike on going up the hilltop is very hard work, right? You got to build your momentum. You know, you cannot sit there. Usually you sit there, right? But going uphill, you got to stand up and do it. And then finally, okay, no, I give up. You know, you have to come down and push the bike all the way to the top, right? But those are the effort that you put in, okay? You position yourself, hopefully, at the top. And then, you're nice. Oh, so nice, you know? Beautiful. And then every time I go home, whoa, I zoom down. And I have to press the brake. It's getting faster and faster. Okay. So likewise, we should set ourselves into that potential positioning. Okay. Choosing what is better is so important. Let me illustrate. We need to move up the hill in order that we can reach the top, and then when releasing once again, it will be wonderful. In someone, it is best illustrated with this point. Okay, I'm pretty sure most of us are familiar with someone. Someone in verse 2, it says that, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. Okay, the priority is to set ourselves, go up the hill, to be with the Lord, to meditate on his word day and night. Those are hard work. You got to put effort into it. There's no shortcut, I tell you. Okay? Even though with the modern technology, you cannot memorize the Word of God or know the Word of God by pressing a few buttons, okay? I can do that, but I could put effort to do this PowerPoint, okay? Believe me, those are time-consuming things too, you know? And then in verse 3, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, okay? That person is like a tree planted by the streams of water. That's how that pictures, that you can see the tree position itself in the right place. And the tree does not need to worry about grow, about bearing fruits, because it got the resources right there. The positioning is so important, and that's why it can produce that potential that's given to the tree. We live in a very half-desert, kind of barren environment. We need to use a lot of water to water our plants, right? Every time when I go out on vacation, I worry about my plants. Just last year, summer, we went away for a couple of weeks and come back. Even though I asked my friends to come by, but still my plant died because that week's a couple of days are like over hundreds. Okay, you know you have to move those sensitive plants. You know, but a plant that is a tree that is planted by the streams of water do not have to be worried, because it yields its fruits in season. and the leaves would not wither. That's the beauty that we need to focus ourselves to. Likewise, our life need to be saturated, concentrated with the Word of God. That's our priority. That's the important things, not necessarily urgent. Okay? We can keep encourage brother and sister, read your Bible, study your Bible, study the Word of God. Okay, just like you know that, you need to do exercise. Your doctor tells you that, right? You need to rest. Take vacation. Okay. But, oh kids, I'm okay. I'm good, you know. Year after year, perhaps this is the year that you need to make some adjustment. My conclusion is that only one drop is needed. If you have a fish bowl, you know that. Once in a while, the fish will have some problem, disease or sick, and the fish might need some medication. And what they do is like they put a few drops, right? And that'll do it because they are very concentrated. Just like you take medicine, you know, you take a pill. They are all very concentrated. You feed your baby with a few drops of Tylenol, it will do it. It's because they are focused. There's a town in France, a story about every 4 o'clock in the afternoon, this French town with a special fragrance. The whole town will smell like French perfume, okay, around town. Why? It's because every 4 o'clock, this factory release their workers, you know, perfume factory. The workers will go home. And after working there for 7 or 8 hours, all the workers are their clothing and all this are permeated with the French perfume. Okay, you French famous with perfume. So when they go out, when the door open, oh, the whole town have that perfume smell. It's wonderful. Okay, it's free perfume. It's because that's how, you know, our life can be. If we are saturated with the Word of God, with God's love, when we go out, it will bring that aroma of God's love among our community. That's the ideal. When a few drop being dropped into the water, automatically it will diffuse. It will be dispersed into other parts of that environment. That's the power of influence. God has given us that potential, that ability, just like that tree is given the ability to bloom, to be fruitful. Likewise, you and I are given a life to live, to shine for God. So, I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to set our priority again. Right. Let me conclude with this two verses, Matthew chapter 7. Shall we read it together? Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall. But anyone who hears these words of mine that must put into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with great crash. Well, what a contrast, right? That two pictures paint 1,000 words. You know, if we build our house not on a rock, rather on the sand, We know that one day, perhaps it will collapse. Just like you and me, if our lives is not building on the Word of God, the solid ground, when temptations come, when trials arise in our life, we might not withstand the weather. We might fall away. That's why we need to set our priority right. Can I have our response hymn? And we can quiet ourselves and think about the Word of God, how we should respond to God. Hymn 296. I have decided to follow Jesus. Have you? Shall we sing stanza one?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.